flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Captain Mike joins us, and Mike, tell me about your experiences this past Tuesday and Wednesday when the snowflakes were flying around the spots in Dots Lodge.
Well, Don, most of my experiences took place from the couch, looking through the window. My wife certainly went outside and took lots of pictures. I went out there once or twice with her, but other than that, I was pretty comfortable sitting on the couch and just waiting it out. You know, around Thursday, made a trip over to the lodge. You know, you want to put your eyes on the lodge, make sure the boats are fine, and I did that. No problems with the lodges as of yet. I have not turned the water back on to see if I have any busted pipes, but I feel like I'm going to be okay with the busted pipe scenario. If not, maybe I'll give Daryl a call, and he and I can talk fishing and fix pipes.
There you go. Mike, what advice would you have, and what are your plans when you do return to the water following one of these deep freezes? What are you going to do? Because it's almost like it's, you know, a brand new world now. You know, haven't been out there in several days. Nobody's got any reports. Things have changed temperature-wise, tide-wise. What's some good advice for fishing following these fronts?
Well, obviously, Don, you want to travel in water that you know, so you don't find a mud flat or a shallow area and run aground. It's great to have sea tow, but you really don't want to use them. What you can find in this low water is structure that's below the water surface that you generally don't see when the water is at normal level. I've found many areas where there's shell beds or shell reefs that have become part of my normal routine of fishing. And those are spots that I would have never known were there had not gone out in low water conditions where I could see them. Simple, you could drive by, you'll see them, mark them on your GPS, and the next time you're out fishing, give those areas a try when the water temperatures warm up, more productive. I haven't seen any dead fish, and, you know, cross my fingers, we don't see any. I do think that, you know, it's late in the year. Most of our fish had moved into at least being close to deeper water. So as this got colder and colder, they just went deeper and deeper to stay out of the real cold water that's closer to the surface. So I'm hopeful, and we're just looking forward to the good weather to return where we can get out there and see what we catch.
Mike, we're talking jerkbaits this morning. That's kind of our bait of the day. And I know when you bring customers out, clients out, a lot of them don't have a lot of casting experience, so it could be a little hazardous slinging around those jerkbaits. But when you use them, how do you use them, and you got a favorite one?
Well, I have several that I like to use, and I'm very big on match the hatch. So you'll probably see mullet. And obviously, if you see mullet that are 4 to 6 inches long, you may want to use a mirror lure or a matrix rip shad that's in that 4 to 6 inch range. Obviously, if you're seeing mullet that are much smaller, then you want to fish a smaller version. A lot of these hard bait manufacturers will make lures 2.5, 3.5, 4.5 inches in length, and they'll all produce, but I personally like to match the hatch, fish with a lure that's similar to bait that I'm seeing in the water. I like natural colors. I do the majority of my jerkbait fishing with white sides, a dark back, and a white bottom. When I do change, if I figure that that's not working, I like chrome. I like the bone color. The pink colors can work, and chartreuse. I don't have any black mirror lures. They must work because I've been seeing them for over 20 years, so they obviously must work. I personally don't use them. Other things that I can tell you, I like to use a medium action rod. I generally will use monofilament, and a loop knot is important to tie to your jerkbait. Some of them will come with split ring, and if they do, you don't need a loop knot. But if it does not come with a split ring on the eye, then you'll want to tie a loop knot. That will give you more action.
Exactly. Other than that, but people not know what a loop knot is. It's a knot that kind of leaves a loop in the tying onto the island. And what it does, it gives a wider range of side-to-side movement. It's a very good knot and really the best knot to use for a topwater bait, too. But you were going to say other than that?
Other than that, it's almost like fishing a top dog. You're almost walking the dog below the surface. Do that side-to-side motion. And just like your freshwater reporter was talking about pause. And the pause can be when they strike. And the pause can be much longer than you think. I personally haven't seen any on forward-facing sonar, but obviously been fishing these jerkbaits, rip shads for many, many years. That pause, like I say, can be 10, 15 seconds of doing nothing. You know, you do that top dog motion below the surface and just pause. And you'll have your line, I would say, taut. It's not tight, but there's enough slack in it where you can still detect a bite, and the lure is just suspending. A lot of these lures will suspend. You'll bring them down 2, 3, 5 feet from the surface, and when you pause it, it doesn't rise or fall. It just suspends right there. And those fish, it's exciting. It's a pretty hard bite and can catch some sizable fish doing that.
Yep. And that's why they call him the forensic fisherman. Thank you, Mike. Besides, my website is a good way to find you. Tell us about your site and your phone number if somebody wants to give you a call.
Well, you can find me at aaofla.com. Angling Adventures of Louisiana is the address on social media. And the telephone number's 985-781-7811.
All right, best of luck on the pipes, and we'll catch up with you next week, Mike.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then.
At Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.